Nolte, Enrollment at NYC Public Schools Dives 9%. By John Nolte on February 21, 2022. Enrollment at New York City public schools is down 9%, which has resulted in massive budget cuts. Elementary school enrollment in Manhattan's District 2, which encompasses affluent areas like Greenwich Village and Soho, is down 10% this year and 17% over 2 years, reports the New York Post. In Brooklyn's District 15, which includes Park Slope, elementary school enrollment has skidded by 16% since the onset of the pandemic, and shed more than 1,800 kids over that stretch. A Chelsea public school lost 17% of its students. Another public school in Greenwich Village lost 26%. According to state figures, the district went from roughly 16,040 kids in 2020 to over 13,333 this year, a loss of more than 2,500 students over that span. Here's the best news. This enrollment drop is butchering the annual public school budget. Mayor Eric Adams' new budget includes cutting the Department of Education's budget by more than $826 million, or 2.6%, to about $30.7 billion. Reduced enrollment in the nation's largest school system and the elimination of more than 3,200 open jobs will account for about $375 million in savings per City Hall. Funding of city schools is directly tied to enrollment, and the Big Apple has lost about 9% of students in kindergarten through 12th grade over the past 2 years, according to state figures. The mayor and the Department of Education expect enrollments to return to normal now that the coronavirus pandemic appears to be coming to an end, which is likely. Still, it wouldn't surprise me if a whole lot of New York parents discovered the joys of homeschooling and private schooling. One thing this pandemic did was to finally expose just how evil and corrupt this country's public school system is. From teaching children to be racist against anyone with white skin to the crippling effects of unnecessary masking to all the gay porn being taught to the anti-science school closures. Thanks to the pandemic, a whole lot of parents who at one time supported teachers and the teachers' unions have become a sleeping giant determined to protect their children from these perverts, bullies, layabouts, and fascists. Nothing would be better for this country than an end to public schools. Instead, the money currently being wasted on these institutes of perversion and indoctrination should be given to the parents. From there, the parents can either send their kids to a private school, a religious school, or use the money to homeschool. Of course, they should also be given the option to continue to send their children to a public school. Not all public school districts are garbage, and those that are not will survive the competition. No decent person who truly cares about children can see the public school system as anything other than legalized child abuse, exploitation, and in too many cases, especially in deep blue cities, grooming. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.